This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. NASA has been forced to delay the final launch of the shuttle Discovery again by at least 24 hours. A press conference is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern today to update the status. The FAA and NTSB are looking into an incident last week in which a 2-foot-long hole opened up in the fuselage of an American Airlines 757, leading to rapid decompression and an emergency landing at Miami. The Australian freight airline Regional Express is telling regulators that its cadet program produces better performing pilots than a blanket 1,500-hour minimum proposed to mimic the new U.S. requirement. A $95 million contract has been awarded to Helijet International by Canada's British Columbia Ambulance Service to provide 3 helicopters serving Vancouver and Prince Rupert. The U.S. Government Accountability Office says variation in FAA's interpretation of its own standards for certification is a real issue for industry. Implementation of nationalistic new regs limiting use of U.S. aircraft or pilots in Europe will be delayed at least 2 months. Australia has deployed a wide-area multilateration system developed by Census Corporation over Tasmania. Bombardier has a firm order from Estonian Air for 3 CRJ-900s and options on 2 more. Eurocopter says it's working on a 50-50 joint venture in Kazakhstan to assemble EC-145s there. And a Delta flight out of JFK was delayed 2 hours because the handle on a wheelchair was broken, even though no passengers on the flight needed one. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, meet Selena Shalad, the Executive Director of the Alliance for Aviation Across America. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.